Crypto slides as Dow hits record close on Middle East progress. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at a record high on May 22, 2026, even as the largest crypto assets sold off across the board. Bitcoin traded near $75,318, down 2.6% on the day and 4.7% on the week as of May 23, 2026. Ethereum slipped to $2,063, down 3.1% over 24 hours and 7.3% over the past week. Equities climb on Middle East progress. Reuters reported the Dow's record close, citing progress in Middle East talks and a 17% surge in Dell shares on strong corporate earnings. Risk-on positioning in stocks pulled capital toward index buyers and away from crypto allocators. The Dow's move was driven by names with concrete earnings catalysts, rather than macro liquidity, which usually lifts both stocks and Bitcoin together. That distinction matters. When the equity bid comes from individual earnings beats, the rally tends to stay inside equities. When the bid comes from rate cut expectations or a softer dollar, it normally pulls Bitcoin and Ethereum higher with it. This week's catalysts sit firmly in the first bucket. Crypto majors bleed in unison. Every top crypto by market cap finished red. Solana fell 3.0% to 84.27, BNB lost 1.3% to 648.96, and XRP dropped 2.7% to 133. The weekly picture is heavier. Ethereum is down 7.3%, XRP 7.2%, Solana 5.6%, BNB 3.5%, and Bitcoin 4.7%. Spot ETF flows have been mixed all week, with alt ETFs drawing inflows while Bitcoin and Ethereum spot products saw outflows on May 21st. The pattern matters because it removes the usual scapegoats. There's no single token narrative driving the move. No exchange outage, no protocol exploit large enough to explain a market-wide slide. The macro tape went risk on, and crypto went the other way. Fear spikes while options volatility stays compressed. The crypto fear and greed index sits at 35 in fear territory. That is the lowest reading in several weeks. Implied volatility on Bitcoin options recently fell to a 7-month low, suggesting derivative markets are not pricing a violent move in either direction. The combination of fear and sentiment and compression in options points to a market that is selling spot but reluctant to chase puts. Open interest on Bitfinex. BTC longs hit a 2.5-year high mid-slide, indicating leveraged traders are positioning for a bounce even as price grinds lower. That setup, heavy long positioning into a weakening tape, has historically led to long liquidations rather than quick recoveries when bids fail. Decoupling or just timing? The decoupling debate restarts almost every time stocks and crypto move in opposite directions. The honest read is shorter. Weekly returns can diverge for several weeks before reconverging. Bitcoin's correlation with the S&P 500 has spent most of 2026 in the 0.3 to 0.5 range, which leaves room for short windows of negative correlation without breaking the longer relationship. The source of the equity bid is the more interesting variable. Middle East de-escalation talks and corporate earnings are not catalysts that historically pull liquidity out of crypto. Rate cuts and dollar weakness usually move both higher together. This week's signal looks more like rotation into specific equity stories than a regime shift. For crypto card users, the practical takeaway is straightforward. Cards funded by stablecoin balances are not exposed to the spot drawdown. Cards that auto-convert from volatile crypto at the point of sale lock in whatever the spot rate is at the swipe, which means a 3% daily move can swing the effective purchase price by that much. Anyone funding a crypto card from BTC or ETH this week paid more in implicit conversion costs than usual.